The PodMag!
Hi, and welcome to the PodMag. I'm Karen Foley, and Dave, would you sit down, please?
Well, where am I supposed to sit, and what is this great big contraption?
That is the new photocopier. Isn't it amazing? We had a memo about it last week, and it's arrived.
But it's massive. Where am I supposed to go? Whoa! I wasn't expecting that.
You can't sit on the photocopier.
Well, where am I supposed to sit, Karen?
Come over here and we'll squeeze in. I don't know how we're supposed to produce a lively and entertaining news programme from such a confined space.
Oh, I suppose we'll just have to get on with it.
Yeah. Okay, let's do the news.
Okay, we have to start today with a little bit of sad news. Very sad to report that Stuart Hall, who was the head of sociology, retired from the OU in 1997, sadly passed away last week. Stuart was a very committed teacher. He served for a decade as head of the Department of Sociology, having joined the Open University in 1979. He was an inspirational figure, and recently was the subject of a film called The Stuart Hall Project. He worked on a number of groundbreaking courses, including popular culture, understanding modern societies, and culture, media, and identity. These were inspirational for students, and I'm sure many students will remember Stuart with affection, as do his colleagues. This is Kevin Hetherington, Dean of Social Sciences.
Okay, Stuart Hall was a hugely influential figure within the faculty. He was with us for about 18 years. He retired in 1997, and I think one of the major contributions that he made was that although he was a sort of a leading intellectual figure within sort of British sociology, who pioneered many debates, he did a lot of that through his teaching at the Open University. He didn't separate out his research work from his teaching, and I think that was a critical and important part of what he did and achieved for us.
Stuart, of course, was much more than just an academic at the Open University. He was a very public intellectual, writing regularly for the New Left Review, which he helped to found, and also for Marxism Today. He had a great influence on many people who met him, including Hugh Mackay, who was a colleague of his in the Department of Sociology.
The best thing for me about getting a job at the OU was working with Stuart. He was really good company, and we always had some fantastic conversations about contemporary culture, politics, as well as what was going on in the university. Fantastic working with an academic who throughout his life had this incredible link to activism and commitment to changing the world that we live in. So he was about as far as you can get from an ivory tower academic, which was enormously refreshing. He, of course, had a huge influence across the whole of the social sciences. He's one of very few people who I think make cultural studies intelligible. Very often people get very convoluted and internalist when they start talking about it. He, I think, was one of the main people who meant that many of the ideas from cultural studies have had a huge influence on other disciplines.
So that's very sad news about Stuart Hall. But one thing I can be reasonably confident of is that had Stuart still been around, he would have been very enthusiastic about what we're trying to do with the Student Connections Conference. He was very committed to teaching and very committed to students. And he'll be sadly missed, and our thoughts go to his family.
Okay, and the next item of news is the conference registrations. Well, thank you to everybody who's registered already for the conference. You'll see on our brand new website that you can click the Register Now button and give us your email address and we'll keep in touch with you. We'll then have a dialogue with you about how you can get involved in the conference and what you might like to do. So please do register your interest now so that we can keep you up to date with what's happening.
Workshops. Well, we've had a lot of people asking us about the Activate workshops, and those of you who were listening last week will know that we had to cancel them for a technical reason. They're now back on, and the very first one will be on March the 19th, starts at midday, lasts for an hour, and then will be repeated at 8 p.m. and again for an hour. You can come to either of those. If you can't make either of those, the following week, March the 26th, they'll be repeated again, and we will be doing them a few more times. What's going to happen to you when you get there? Well, basically, you come to the workshop to find out what you can do to make the best of the conference. And that may mean doing a presentation, it may mean doing a blog, it may mean just turning up and listening to other people. We want you to enjoy the conference in any way you can. March the 19th, that's the big date. Put it in your diary and hopefully we'll meet you there.
That's great. Okay, and our next item and final item of news is our digital storytelling workshops.
Now, these are going to be brilliant. What were the dates of them again now, Karen?
Well, they are overnight on Tuesday, the 8th of April until the 9th of April, and then also on the 13th and 14th of May.
And they are going to be really good fun. Now, this is an opportunity for you to engage in a little bit of filmmaking. And we've got a professional company in to work with us, Mediadrome, and you'll come along. We're going to get your ideas and we're going to work on them. Now, there are only places for 6 people.
That's right. There are 6 students and you've got to be able to get to Milton Keynes, be enthusiastic and have lots of ideas about how you can share your experiences as a student with other students.
But mainly you've got to be able to get to Milton Keynes.
That is essential.
Yeah. Enthusiasm would be nice as well. Okay, so if you want to get involved in that, just register for the conference using the Register Now button. We'll send you a email and then you can tell us that you'd really like to be involved in the in that part of the project. Now, there are only places for 6 people, so it's going to be on a first come, first serve basis. So get that registration in as soon as you can.
Perfect. Great. While we have this photocopier in here, I thought I'd print off all the referencing guidelines and make copies for all the students who write in requesting them.
God, blimey, Carrot, this photocopier just doesn't stop going. I mean, we must be doing the photocopying for everybody in the faculty.
They did offer to pay us 5p a copy and 10p if it was staple bound.
Oh, did they? Oh, I quite like that.
We could earn enough money for a new studio.
Or even some wages. Anyway, I'm getting a bit cramped in here now, so I think I'll go off to the restaurant.
You're going to the faculty restaurant?
Yeah, well, it's getting close to that time.
We're supposed to be recording, Dave.
Yeah, but I've also got another reason for going.
What is that?
Well, Eddie Tunner from the Career Service said he wants to talk to me.
Okay.
And I think it's about time I did have a career.
Okay. Well, while you're there, can you get some information for our listeners about how the Open University and careers can help them?
Well, I'll try that, but if as a fallback position, I'll at least bring you back a sandwich.
Okay.
Okay, so I've come across to the East Campus and I'm in the Henshaw Cafe. I'm meeting Eddie Tunner from the Career Service. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Dave.
As you know, many of the students studying for social sciences are studying in order to change their careers. So what can the Career Service do for them?
I think we can help in lots of ways, Dave. I think we tend to get a variety of queries, really. We might get students coming in who know exactly what they want to do. They're doing their degree. They've already made the career decision. That's one situation. Far more commonly, I think, students don't know what they want to do, but they've chosen to do the degree. They know they want to change career, but they're not absolutely sure of their options. So we've got a wide range of resources. We've got a lot of website resources, which will help them with that sort of career exploration and will help them think about what their options are. And they can do that initially. Starting with the website is quite a good starting point. And for lots of people, that's probably enough.
Where do they find the website? What's the address?
The website is www.open.ac.uk. I think it's just /careers.
Well, I had an email from one of our students, Lowry Williams, who says to me that someone recently described the social sciences as wishy-washy. And she felt that maybe employers might have that view of a social science degree. Have you got any evidence to support that?
I don't think that's the case. I think that employers do employ social science graduates in large numbers. I don't sort of quite know where that comment would come from, but I would say that a social science degree equips students with a with a wide range of skills that employers are looking for, but there's a whole other range of skills as well that a social science degree equips you with, skills like critical thinking, decision making, those types of things that employers also value very highly.
I had another student contacted me, Sarah Mathias, and she said her dream is to work within social services, and preferably with children's services. She's studying with the OU because she has a full-time job, and she wonders, is any advice that you could give her on the way forward to that specific outcome?
I would say she will need a degree to get into that type of work, so carry on with the degree and obviously do as well on the degree as possible.
What kind of transferable skills will a social science graduate go away with?
Things like organisational skills and communication skills are two very, very important ones. So I would urge students to make the most of the opportunities, and if they can get involved in student activity, perhaps having a blog, doing these types of things, and really sort of learning how to communicate with large numbers of people in sort of modern online technologies. I mean, that's the way things are going to be going in the future, so I think anything like that would be very beneficial as well, to be talking about things that you're perhaps doing on your sociology degree, but you might be explaining it to a psychology student or a environmental science student or something like that, so you might be sort of talking to them in a sort of different type of language but pitching it accordingly. So that's I think communicating in sort of different ways for different sort of audiences.
Eddie okay. Turner, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
So that's all we've got time for. Next week, we'll be back as usual.
And that's it for this week. We've run out of time.
Again. Well, catch you next time, and thanks for listening.
I'll just click my photocopy in, and I'm off.